Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,258. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
You're going to do it. All right, here we go. Jacksonville police shut down a Cinco de Mayo party after 100 show up at One Night Taco Stand. New Jersey gravedigger has hole caved in on him, which was not quite what he had planned. Coronavirus conspiracy theorists are smashing their TVs in protest of, quote, fake news. A woman who wanted a pet alligator misses 37 million years of the animal's cues. And a man microwaves his money to kill coronavirus. Man now has no money. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Words. Now, words can carry a lot of weight. They can hold a lot of meaning, but despite the tens of thousands of words that we all hear and read every day, we'd probably forget about 90, 95% of them. However, in the right situation, even the most mundane words become memorable. For example, during the current pandemic, saying something like, man, F COVID-19, it's not much of a statement at all. Unless you're a private pilot, you then spent an entire two-hour flight spelling out the words F COVID-19 so that it was clearly legible to anyone who tracked his flight path. The statement itself, no big deal, but when you present it that way, kind of commits to memory. And that's what happened in Maryland last week. Now, we go to Florida, where a woman said, quote, I guess I won't do this again. Thing is, she was talking about her attempt to pet an alligator. You have to understand, she had tried to touch the gator, and it grabbed her, but she managed to get away. That's when she turned around to her friend and made her statement, hey, I guess I won't do that again. And that proved to be true, because right after saying those words, the alligator came back, grabbed her, pulled her underwater, and killed her. And she's right. She never did that again. And let's stay in Florida. Some jamoke, he has a welcome mat that reads, come back with a warrant. It's no big deal. Believe it or not, you can buy one of these for yourself if you so choose for about $25 on Etsy, Amazon, etc. Now, what made this particular homeowner's welcome mat more memorable is that the police actually did come back to his home with a warrant, and then he was arrested on drug charges. Unlike the other guy who was arrested on drug charges, whose name is Speedy Gonzalez. It's not his nickname. That is his legal God-given name. But listen, words are just words, but it depends who you say the words to, what you say, when you say it, where you said it, why you said it, how you said it. Either way, sometimes words and names become memorable because of a situation. And that's what we want to talk about today, quite simply. What made the words or name memorable?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the show, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,258. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one today. As once we get, again, we'll get into some words, some memorable words that you've heard just come out of someone's mouth and maybe the most inopportune times.
That's
we were talking about words that people have in their home, phrases, you name it.
Right.
Actual names of people. The name or the words matter, and they stick, and it depends on how they're presented to you. So before we get to the question, what made the words or the name memorable, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest we have for you. There have been now 1.2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. as of this morning. Again, that's according to Johns Hopkins University. There have now been more than 71,000 deaths in the United States. Nearly 190,000 people have recovered. Worldwide, there have been 3.7 million confirmed cases with 257,000 deaths. Nearly 1.2 million have recovered. Now, this morning, in a reversal from yesterday, President Donald Trump said the coronavirus task force would continue indefinitely, a day after he and Vice President Mike Pence said they were going to phase out the health-focused panel in favor of a group focused on reopening the economy. Trump stated today he had no idea how popular the task force was until yesterday. Now, here at home, Governor Inslee announced more industries may resume business in Washington by early next week. Restaurants could partially open by June 1st as part of phase two of the state's recovery plan. As it stands now in the state of Washington, 862 deaths among 15,594 overall cases in the state. Also, several Republican lawmakers plan to file a federal lawsuit in Pierce County targeting Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order. The lawmakers want to abolish it and reopen businesses. Lawsuit argues that the governor's orders are unconstitutional and too broad. Elsewhere, the U.S. Forest Service says it aims to lift more closures as many national forest trailheads and recreation sites open by late May in Washington State. Check to see which ones those are as far as if you're going out and maybe trying to go on a walk in the woods. Forest Service will remain aligned with
a walk in the woods. You make it sound creepy.
A walk in the woods, you know, whatever you want to do. You want to take a hike, man, you know.
I feel like people hike in the woods. Walking through the woods, you're looking for the body you're buried.
I always say I'm going to take an urban hike when I take the on the weekends. Yeah, it's a hike.
Urban hike, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You don't take urban hikes all the time. You take an urban hike a couple times a week, don't you?
Yeah, man, I kind of coined the term.
Yeah, no.
You're the urban hiker, I know.
That's what I mean. I learned it
Come
from
on,
you.
Ted
I learned
cool.
it from you, Dad.
Get your little acknowledgement, son.
That's right. The Forest Service will remain aligned with the governor's stay-at-home orders and the four-phase approach to reopening the state. So that's what we've got for you as the time, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. Okay, now on to the question. What made the words or the name memorable? Let's start with a woman who was petting an alligator. This is an interesting story on a whole bunch of different levels. First of all, the woman attacked and killed by an alligator in a gated community in South Carolina was there because she was visiting the homeowner to do her nails.
That is correct.
So understand that you got a someone out there who's a pirate pedicurist, manicurist, on the loose already in South Carolina.
Esthetician?
No, that's the skin pimple popping people.
These are the nail people. Hmm. So, yeah. But either way.
Well, she's not pirate. It's like, look. Put it this
all those
way,
places
right?
are shut down for an obvious
sure,
reason based on proximity.
All these people are freaking out because people, you know, they're worried about the right things, their hair and their nails, because there's nothing else to worry about right now. So if you do know someone who does nails or hair and you can go to their house, I mean, why not?
I mean, that's what's happening. Okay, so she gets into this gated community, visiting the homeowner to do the nails, and was trying to touch the animal when it grabbed her. After briefly getting away from the alligator, Cynthia Covert, who was 58, stood in the waist-deep water still in the pond and said, I guess I won't do that again.
She's correct.
That's when the alligator grabbed her in its jaws again and took her under, according to the police report. Firefighters looked for her for 10 minutes before her body surfaced. When the alligator surfaced again, a deputy shot the animal in the head with a 9mm. Covert at that point had died of drowning with a severely damaged leg. She came to the gated community southeast of Charleston to give a homeowner a manicure. Woman told deputies that she was typically very professional in her salon, but was pretty relaxed and excited at her home and brought a glass of wine with her.
Sure.
Covert saw the alligator while working on the woman's porch, and when Covert finished, she started taking pictures of the gator. The woman and her husband started screaming for Covert to please get away from the alligator because they saw it grab a deer a few days earlier.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Covert said her last words.
The gator got her. Now it's an alligator.
Her last two words before she passed, her last sentences was,
ow,
I don't look like a deer. So when they said, look, this thing grabbed a deer.
Man. All right.
I don't look like a deer. Then she reached to touch the alligator. That is when the alligator attacked her. Her last words were, I guess I won't do this again.
So let me get this straight. If you tell me that a lion's diet consists of gazelle, and I'm going to argue that I do not look like a gazelle, and with that alone, I now have the confidence to try to pet a wild lion.
Right.
So I try to. I deserve to be eating. Look, nothing against this woman, but there's a couple of things. Like, one, you do know they eat more than deer, right? I mean, this is a known fact. Two, you live in an area with gators. Well, I'm going to call it now an alligator. You live in a place with alligators. You know not to pet them. You got away with it the first time, but why would you then stay in the water?
I'm not sure. But either way,
feel bad because I don't feel bad, and I know right. I should feel bad human to human, but this is so stupid to me, and I just have such a low tolerance for stupid.
Like, so.
Should I feel bad? Because I don't.
Knowing an alligator is an alligator. An alligator.
Because it got her.
So I get on the Wikipedia page because I'm just wondering, how long has an alligator been an alligator? You know, like, how long has this thing been doing exactly what it... Because we always say, look, it's a living dinosaur.
Right.
So how long has it been on this planet being an alligator?
Doing exactly what alligators do.
Gators doing gator stuff.
Do you have any idea when the first documented Ted...
You looked this up, right?
I did. How long ago?
You went a year or how long ago?
How long have alligators, as we know, how long have they existed as a species on planet Earth?
I'm going to guess 80 million years.
Oh, damn.
Well, dinosaurs died 65 million years ago, so I'm going to guess maybe they popped up
they first 15 million years ago.
What did you say, 85 million?
I'm going 80.
The 80 million. I'll go 81,000 years ago.
Oh, you're that guy. Okay. The 81 million.
It's
37 million. They've been around for a while.
They've been around for a while being alligators.
Young buck. Maybe earlier than that, but that's what they've
You a young dinosaur.
The earliest stuff.
But still, for 37 million years. So for 37 million years, man... They're not known as, you know, variety is the spice of life. They only do what they do. I cannot believe who's an adult, anyway, would walk into the water, try to pet it, and then stay in the water and then get eaten. Like, I just can't feel bad.
And what did you say she had? A glass of wine?
Well, that's what the homeower said, but I'm sure if they did a toxicology report on her, that you would find out one glass. Who has had one glass of wine?
Well, here's the deal, and I'm calling us out too, because there's two beer people, which are people like us,
right?
And then there's one glass of wine person,
right?
But they're all lying.
But no matter how drunk you've got, we've all made really dumb decisions while we're drunk. Probably even put our life in danger. But I don't know that I have ever had enough alcohol or drugs in my system where the idea of approaching a wild carnivore in its turf.
Not one glass of wine. Look, you've worked in restaurants for a number of years.
It can be eight bottles of wine.
I have looked through drink menus before. When you go to a restaurant, okay, that has wine, they might have 50 different bottles of wine that you can buy.
Yeah.
They have three options that you can get in a glass, okay? There are three glass options. So the majority of people who drink wine do not obviously have just one glass of wine.
But they can say, man, she had 15 bottles, but why?
Right.
What has to happen for you to approach an alligator? Like, to me, that's not alcohol. There's something that's either straight stupid or some kind of weird drink.
Now, when it comes to words, when it comes to names, what is the most important thing as we move on here as far as in the parents' world, in the pet owner's world, or whatever it is, one of the key things in your lifetime is that you would be responsible for naming something. And that name is going to be there for the rest of that person's life, for the rest of that dog's life, whatever it is. It's an important decision. You know what I mean? It's something that you actually sit down and think about.
It's important when it is a human being. Your dog doesn't know.
So even unless you have to scream Tigger, Tigger out the door because you lost your dog.
That's survival for a white person in a black neighborhood.
Yeah, I know.
But otherwise, I mean, it doesn't matter.
I mean, but you got to be careful. You know what I mean?
Tigger, come here!
Right, you gotta know your surroundings.
Tigger was a nice dog.
I believe he was.
But your dog's name is Tigger in the middle of downtown D.C., and you gotta call out his name out loud.
He's also one of the most popular DJs in D.C.
Yeah, and he's black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So was Tigger!
That makes it worse.
He was a black Scottish Terrier.
Jesus.
Okay. And terrier is the only word that works after that.
All right. So you know for a fact, when it comes to naming your child, naming anything, it's a big deal. You take your time into it.
And do people take their time?
Obviously, they
Are
do
you
not.
Sure.
Because Amy Schumer, we brought you this story probably a month or two ago. Mm-hmm. Amy Schumer started opening up about the moment she realized that she and her husband, Chris Fisher, may have given their son, Gene, a problematic middle name. And it was all meant in a very, very
they're trying to be
decent way. Amy Schumer has been on the comedy circuit for years. David Attell has been on the comedy circuit for years. You might remember him. He had a show that was like Up All Night with David Attell or over late night overnight show.
It was a great show, man. And he's a funny comedian.
He's great. And they've been friends for years. So they've been out on the road together and everything else. Well, Gene, who was born last May, originally had the middle name Attell in honor of Schumer's close friend and fellow stand-up comedian David Attell. Attell was a great name in its own right. But then people on the internet began to point out that Gene's first and middle names together sounded like genital. Schumer did not actually make the connection until like a month in. She was being interviewed on the Howard Stern Show. She said, "You're the new parents. Just kind of tired in an ex-seat. I don't really think about it too much." But then she read comments about her son's name from some troll on the internet or somebody. And I was like, oh, my God, it never dawned on me. All the blood that rushed to my head. And I was like, Chris, last name is Fisher. So it's genital Fisher. It's the first of many failures. So it's Gene Attell Fisher. So it sounds like genital Fisher.
And Fisher makes it worse. Right, you're a genital Fisher.
Oh.
Is that a profession? Is it a hobby? What is that?
Yeah, so Gene's now, new name is David. Still after David Attell, but it's Gene David Fisher instead of Gene Attell Fisher. Genital Fisher.
Yeah. That sounds like Gene's the weird name there.
Yeah.
I know. They didn't change that one.
And we talked about Speedy Gonzalez. He was busted for drugs the other day.
That's his actual name.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Think about it. His parents named him Speedy.
Our question, what made the words of the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, I brought this up before. We're just used to it because he's so famous and such a dominant athlete and scared people. But it's still funny. There was a linebacker named Dick Butkus.
I know. Yeah, I mean, everything
we're
about
that.
We're
just used to it, right?
But Now, but when you were a kid.
But you could never say that to his face.
The first time you heard his name as a kid, though, did you laugh?
Laugh about it.
I did. Because my parents.
I did, but I also, when I was in kindergarten, there was a girl in my class named Emily Butkus.
Right.
And we laughed about it all the time.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Right.
Oh, you're going to just always suck it up to the teacher, Emily Butkus?
Yeah, right. Or it was like, ooh, you like Emily Butkus.
I had the privilege.
By the way, I got to watch her Wizard of Oz at our house once.
Oh.
And cried.
For what? Why'd you cry?
There's scary stuff in there.
The blue monkeys, bro. Just say.
Yeah, witches.
I had a Lipschitz for the first 2 years of elementary school. And every time I said her name, we laughed.
Yeah.
She was nice. She was normal. There was absolutely nothing wrong with this girl, just her last name. So you brought up the woman went to South Carolina. She tried to pet an alligator. The alligator Correct. Got her, so they're not calling it an alligator. And we're trying to figure out what the hell would possess someone to do this, all right? And one glass of wine does not get you to approach a carnivore. So someone's come up with a theory. They say, I bet the customer totally fed her to the gator for giving her a bad nail job, killed her Carol Baskin style. Then they add Gator Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a bad theory.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I have a bad nail job. I'm going to feed you to a freaking alligator.
I mean, listen, I'm hoping this woman made a poor mistake, but what if this couple did kill her? And their theory is, yeah, she's drunk on wine, tried to pet an alligator.
Then that would tell me that everyone that knows her, she's dumb enough that they buy into it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's her.
By the way, there's a new thing that's been going on for a few years now. It's the name of the year, and it's a bona fide internet tradition. They do it every year. Basically, what they do is they put together a 64-name tournament of all the names that have somehow appeared in the news in one way, shape, or form throughout the year that are just interesting names. And then they bracket it up like they would a March Madness-type deal. Then you go there and vote on it. But you can also click on each one of these names and find out how they made it in the news. Some more interesting than the others. But either way, it's about the name. Now, the 2020 Name of the Year tournament field of 64, and these are, swear to God, real names, is down to two right now. So they're voting for the championship. And that's at Vulture.com. The two are Mathdaniel Squirrel, and he is going up against Cavassier Dingle.
Pass it.
That's it. And look, man.
Now, once you had Dingle, I kind of lose my interest. Yeah. Want some Cavassier? Sure. Cavassier Dingle.
Mm-hmm. And some of the finalists that have done pretty well occasionally reappear if they get busted for probation. Sure. In the case of the 2015 finalist known as Lancelot Super Sad Jr., he got in the news again for another offense. And we also learned this year of Jimediah Scrogum. From Branson, Missouri.
I changed my last name first.
The question, what made the words or name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So, your comment about Amy Schumer's kid reminded me of the thing about me and my ex and when we were trying to name our daughter.
All right.
So, long story short, my ex at the time was... on this, like, birth forum thing where all the women that were due in December would sit there and bitch and moan about, you know, their pregnancy woes and stuff like that. But one of the commenters goes, so what do you guys think about, you know, when you're naming your kid? And, you know, you usually got the usual ones, you know, family names, relatives, yada, yada, yada. Then one person comes up and says the initials. So I'm at work, I'm busting my ass, and all of a sudden I get a phone call from my ex going, we are not naming our kid Hayden Olivia. Mind you, that was the name that we chose. This is where it gets crazy, because she was like, think about the initials, and my last name starts with an E.
Oh, no. You can't do it.
Hayden Olivia.
Ho.
Ho.
Don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Suffice to say, we named her Hayden Sophia.
Ah, are you ever going to tell her why? Like, listen, baby, we wanted to give you a different name, but your mom didn't want you to be known as Ho.
One of the, I even want to say one of the Jeopardy, one of the Ken Jennings questions that's famous and viral from his run as far as it was like a garden tool and a woman of ill repute or something like that. Yeah. And the answer was like rake, maybe.
Yeah.
But Ken Jennings like, dang, ho!
Right. They're like,
No, Ken. No. Way to jump all over that buzzer. He was up by like 14,000 at this point anyways. It didn't really matter if he got one right.
Ho.
Ho. Oh, she's a ho.
Is that still funny to kids in like elementary school?
Sure.
I love that.
Come on, man. They know.
Our question, what made the words or the name memorable? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, God. Look at this one, Eric. This one, I forgot about this guy.
Oh, that
this
guy.
Goes back to 2016. It's from Washington State. The article says, Bizal Dudu Zop-Bitty-Bop-Bop-Bop arrested again after attacking police in Washington State. The bizarre named man who was arrested in 2013 in Iowa and 2012 in Wisconsin can add another state to his crime spree after his arrest in Washington. Zoppity bop, 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 bop.
Zoppity bop.
Is charged with two counts of assault, harassment, and mischief in alleged attack on police at Evergreen State College, one of the most peaceful places on earth.
Sure.
I mean, there's no more. Everybody's high.
The gooey ducks.
That's it, man. I mean, come on.
I get the feeling a man
cool,
named.
Cool, chill campus on earth in Evergreen.
I think a man named Zippity Bop Doodop Bada Bop may have been high as well.
Cops chased the offender after he was tearing down flyers from the library entrance at the college.
He hates books.
The 34-year-old refused to go down without a fight.
Zippity Bop.
It bit the officer's finger and tried to stab him with a pin. He also tried taking the officer's gun during the struggle to make the matters worse. And again, his legal name, Bizal Dudu Zoppity Bop Bop Bop. Arrested again after attacking police in Washington.
You realize you can make a rhyme out of that because Bizal Dudu Zippity Bop 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 tried to bite a cop.
What made the words or name memorable? 844-999-OLA. Thank you for that, Eric.
A couple of comments that came in. It says, my last name is Peters. I was not allowed to name my kids because I wanted Seymour, Sharon, or Eden.
Eden. Eden Peters.
Took me a second. I'm like, Jesus. And then there's this one. It says, our friends had their first child, beautiful baby boy that they named Grayson. All right? There's nothing wrong with the name Grayson. But then they add, the poetry of it all is that the parents are a mixed-race mom. Mom is white, dad is black. Gray son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I mean. Yeah, I mean.
That's,
I mean, I think you got to be a little looking for that one.
I like it. I'm like, I feel you. What's up, gray son?
What's up? What made the words or name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
When your own name becomes an insult.
Yeah, right?
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I'm glad you guys made it through Cinco de Drinko, but, anyways, just out of curiosity, do you know what a laser level is? I mean, do you use one? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. You make it through Cinco tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, we're recovering, right?
Actually, we're feeling pretty good here. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of partying.
We can tell you're recovering.
Had like three beers and a shot of tequila last night.
Well, it didn't seem like the festive mode to be in there.
I did chug down a lot of whiskey when I got home, but I guess I drank enough and I felt nothing this morning. That's not a good thing, but.
Hey, it's not a bad thing. You're still sucking in air, okay?
There you go. Whew. Thank you for ending it with air.
Among other things.
Okay, So these laser levels, they're used quite frequently, and this is how I got the name, whatever. I was a first or second period apprentice and was told to go fetch a new light bulb for a green laser level light bulb. There is no such thing. It's like a board stretcher. It's really not a thing.
Right. Okay.
You don't change the light bulbs, you just get a whole new laser level. And I did not know that. And I earned the name Dip F. And I'm not swearing because I promised Mike I wouldn't. So,
we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Government mandated.
I like that.
Right, exactly.
People will not swear because they like Mike. FCC, the hell with them.
Did you just
since Mike asked, sure.
Did you just keep on drinking through the Cinco de Mayo? Are you working on day two of this festival?
Oh, yeah, certainly working on day two. Well, I'm supposed to go back to work next week. Apparently, we're going to be starting back up again, so hopefully I'll be able to go back to work. But,
man.
Enjoying the day.
You got a day off. Man. Enjoy it.
Yeah. And the time that you've had off from work, how much has your alcohol consumption gone up?
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, well, that's a loaded question.
Well, I'm asking because...
Are we talking alcohol or...
Alcohol.
You know, like,
no,
Mary
alcohol.
Jane.
Because you strike me, you said you're probably going to go to work next week. You strike me as the type of person who might go through some withdrawals when you...
I love your lingo. Fermented beverages and grass.
No, it's not that bad. It's more or less like I've just been aggressively like cleaning. I actually took up wood burning, so that's been a good hobby.
You took off
landscaping. That's been some fun.
You said woodworking?
Wood burning.
Oh, wood burning.
Wood burning
it looks like a soldering iron kind of, but you can burn designs on the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids did that. We had them stop. They got the burning part down pretty well.
I hope the wood burning goes well. Hey, you got to pick up some hobbies when you do this.
Well, here's the thing. So this was supposed to be a project for the kids' school, all right? So, like, all the kids and I believe my son's class, they're all supposed to be a part of this. We end up buying scrap. We got all this wood, burned their names in. Then COVID hit. So I have a dining room table full of wood that has the burned-in names of my kids' classmates.
Oh. That's a good way to learn their friends.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. More of your calls coming up on our question. What made the words or the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.